As the internet grows, more and more businesses are wondering if the global computer network is the future of retail or just an expensive diversion. Many of the attempts to sell products over the net have not been very successful. For internet shopping to be attractive, analysts say, the virtual world has to offer some advantage over the real world. For example, one company's been successful selling books on the web because it lets readers scan the titles and purchase any of the 1.5 million books in print. No physical bookstore can do that. NPR's John McChesney reports that a couple of companies hope to find similar advantages selling music online.
How often have you been in a record store and gambled on an unheard, unfamiliar CD, only to discover later that you hated it? It's a familiar problem, and a disheartening one at roughly $15 a disc. Some companies on the web think they have the answer for these frustrations. One site, called CD Now, is one of the biggest profit makers on the web. And now, there's a newcomer called Tunes.com, which is promising to put every published CD up on the internet. Kamran Mozanin is the founder of Tunes.com.
If you want to buy top 40 or top anything, go to a record store. It's usually going to be cheaper. What we're about is finding, is turning you on to all the music that you haven't listened to that you're probably going to like. In the music industry, 93% of all music is rarely heard, let alone purchased. 7% of music accounts for 85% of the sales. So basically, you're missing out on most music.
Mozanin's Berkeley, California company is busily recording samples from 5,000 discs a day for inclusion on the website. A sample of each track on a disc is recorded. There are now over 200,000 tracks on the site, and the target is another 750,000 by the beginning of next year. The ultimate target is 1 million tunes from roughly 150,000 CDs. Mozanin demonstrates his site by clicking on an album by Lorena McKennett.
When there's a note next to the release, that means we have the audio for it. I'll click on Mask and Mirror. It brings up the cover. At this point, I can click on Tracks and hop into a specific sample. In this case, let's click on Full Circle.
So how long are each of these samples?
All the samples on our site are generally 30 seconds. Some of the jazz and classical go 60 seconds.
That short limit is imposed by the record companies, who have so far jealously guarded their intellectual property rights on the internet. On their own promotional sites, they offer full-length cuts, but they limit retailers like Tunes.com to 30 seconds from each track. Still, Kamran Mozanin believes that's enough to decide whether or not you like the whole CD. All of the tunes on the site are searchable, so it's easy to track down a particular artist or a tune. And right now, Tunes permits you to browse through 100 different music styles.
Music styles are pretty interesting. This was inspired by a fantastic place in Berkeley called the Cheese Board, where you walk in and there's infinite cheese there. There's like 9 kinds of feta. And when you go there, you look at this chalkboard and you realize you're in cheese heaven. And we wanted to create the equivalent of cheese heaven on the internet, music heaven, this thing called Tunes. So I can hop into, taste something under world music. I'll click on ska.
You can rate every track you listen to on a scale of 1 to 10, and the site will track the ratings along with your purchases. When enough data on what you like has been gathered, the site will begin to recommend other albums that you might be interested in. There's also the ability to hook up in chat rooms with other people who share your tastes, and Mozanin says there, the age-old word-of-mouth music recommendations will have their place. There's even an email feature that allows you to send a friend a link to a song you like. So, with all those features, you'd think that the brick-and-mortar record store might soon wind up in history's dustbin. Charles Garvin, whose company Telescan sells listening technology to retailers, doesn't think so.
The signal advantage that retail has and always will have, and I think it applies with doubled force in music, is immediate gratification. You have customers here who, granted, are very used to receiving a lot of information and entertainment prior to purchase, but the other thing they're used to is getting what they want right now.
Getting a CD from a web-based company can take anywhere from 3 to 5 days, and of course you'll pay a surcharge for shipping. Garvin believes also that there's no substitute for a real live salesperson's recommendation of a disc.
The depth of passion with which a record store clerk can espouse a particular title can motivate someone to buy when even a sample wouldn't be able to, let alone some hollow text-based recitation of an album's virtues.
Garvin admits, though, that there is precious little passionate recommending going on in today's impersonal chain megastores. Meanwhile, Tunes.com is hard at work on new technology that would permit you to pursue your musical interests in very different ways. What if, instead of a text-based search for similar music, you could ask a search engine to find other music that sounds like something you really like?
Sounds like queries means that I can click on a release like The Foggy Dew by The Chieftains on Long Black Veil. And say I want something like that from Bob Dylan. That's basically what a Sounds Like query would allow me to do. Sounds Like allows us to go on an acoustic path and discover music acoustically.
But Sounds Like queries are not here yet, and given the complexity of the required software code, a useful version may be a long way off. But the only obstacle in the way of satisfying sampling and buying of music on the internet is the internet itself. Today's delivery systems can be frustratingly inconsistent, but they are steadily improving, and when they do work, like the latest version of Real Audio over a digital phone line, the result can be close to CD quality, like this Miles Davis cut from Sony's website. There will come a day, of course, when music will be purchased and downloaded directly from the internet, but that will have to wait for higher capacity wires to the home and a secure way for artists and record companies to protect their intellectual property rights. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney.